Ladies and gentlemen, it's that time again. Y'all strap in, man. We got a good one for you. Well, maybe not. Maybe it is. Maybe you like it. Maybe you won't. Either way it goes, it's Walker the Walker, baby. First and foremost, we don't own copyrights from none of the music, as always, but we love the jazz flow. This one's brought to you by Mr. Bobby Lau, Sweetest Taboo. Let's get into it, y'all. It's just something about those beats, man. Ain't, things is tough all the way.
Shout out to Mr. Bobby.
Right.
To Bobby Lau.
Oh, yeah. But, ladies and gentlemen, you're tuned in to Walker the Walker. I'm your man, Lou Walker. Sitting next to me is the OG himself, OG Joe, OG, OG.
Hey, hey. What's going on, everybody?
Right. Now, normally we just tap on into it and whatnot, but we got a special guest in here sitting with us and hopefully chime in his political standpoints and how he views life. But we're right with us. One of our regular occurrences from Kicking It with Lou, we got Mr. Big C. Mr. Big C.
Big C. It's
Lord.
In the house.
It's Lord.
Make some noise, Big C.
Make some noise. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Hey, man, y'all stop making noise for this man, man. Come on, man.
Good Lord Almighty.
Come on, now. He a jazz fan.
Come on, man. Ain't we all?
OG, how you feeling, big dog?
I'm feeling awesome today.
Feeling great?
I am. I'm feeling awesome today. I don't know where that word come from, but awesome is a good word to express the way one might feel.
I can believe it. You know? I can believe it. Now, let me ask you, now, did that Bobby Lau joint, did that put you in more of that enhancing your mood, or was it kind of...
It's energetic.
It's energetic? It was a little vibe to it?
Yeah, it's energetic. It'll get one in an upbeat, you know?
I know, that's right.
To rock, you know what I'm saying?
Big facts. Big C, how you feeling?
But it still has that metal, mellow, you know. Okay. You still have that mellow aspect to it, you know.
Gotcha.
Kind of just mellow out and get your head slunk in.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. Big C, how you feeling, big dog?
Feeling good. Feeling good, baby. We in the building.
All right. Before we tap in, man, I gotta lean over to OG right here, and I gotta say, man, hey, man, happy Veterans Day.
Thank you.
I just want to say I appreciate you for your services.
Sir.
You know, and prayers for many more years of...
Guess what my gift was on Veterans Day?
What was it?
A son. How about that?
Oh. Yeah. Hey, but you know what? But you know what, though, OG? You know, God broke the mold when he made me. He said, look,
was a son, low key. On 11.
Quick background for you. You know, my family was all women. My mom was praying for a boy, like forever, and kept coming with girls.
Yeah.
So when I came, that's why I always call myself a blessing, because I was what they really wanted.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of my duty, if you will.
And she stopped after that. I got a boy, I'm done.
That was it.
That's it.
Word.
Right.
So listen, this is where we are today. Mm-hmm. We just endured for many a painful election.
Yes.
For many.
Very painful.
For those people that didn't quite understand what was going on, I mean, they took it at heart. And that lets you know their investment in the country.
Right.
You know, when you take it as hard as many of the voters did, they were invested, you know. And I'm sorry that it didn't prevail as they wanted it to.
Right.
But someone had to win.
Somebody did, yes.
Someone had to lose. We knew that going in.
Now, before we tap in, can we talk about some of the good wins that we did get?
We can talk about that, but I want to kick this off with the compliments of the United States Constitution.
Well, let's get it. Let's get
Article
it.
3. I want just to give Article 3, so the people will kind of comprehend where we move to from this election.
Naturally, okay.
Okay. Article 3 Section 1. The judicial power of the United States shall be vested in one Supreme Court and in such inferior courts as the Congress may from time to time ordain and establish. The judges, both of the Supreme and inferior courts, shall hold their office during good behavior. You hear what that says? During good behavior.
Right.
And shall, at stated times, receive for their services a compensation which shall not be diminished during their continuance in office. And we need to pay attention to that good behavior. Mm-hmm. We need to, you can't overemphasize that because that's prevalent. So.
I mean, it has to be. I mean, it was one of those key words in that entire section.
Yeah. You know, so.
Good behavior.
Yeah. And
why is that in the Constitution?
Yeah. Because. Yeah. Why is that? Yeah. It's there for a reason. Because the founders had already stated that we know human behavior.
Right.
We know we're going to have some people that we're not going to hold up to the moral aspect of good behavior.
Right.
You know. So we're going to put a point here and let you know that there are consequences to ill behavior.
Right.
You know. But having said that, we're going to kind of look at this thing from the perspective that perhaps many people believe that the United States of America is on a decline, which I, you know, is far from the truth.
Right. I agree.
100%.
I think America is still that experiment that so many people reference our system as an experimental model to building a society. I think we're just seeing the next phase of that experiment.
Okay.
And so, having said that, we think about where we are after this election. Mm-hmm. Okay, so much has been said, not enough done. And so we're in perhaps a rebuilding phase right now.
Okay.
You know, we're restructuring.
I can see that.
But before we can get to that impasse, we got to do some soul searching on what's behind us. Because something happened behind the 2024 election that kind of put a bad perspective on the outlook of the country. You know, and it's almost like taboo to speak about it. You know, if you want to lose your job or you want to lose friends, you know, talk about the president-elect. People lose their minds over this guy, you know. And there's no rhyme or reason for anyone to be that much loyal to a man that stands so much on the side of evil. You know, whether you want to accept it or not, you know, the facts speaks for themselves. So when we think about where we've coming from, he wants to make America great again. Well, what that tells me, he's got to push all the way back to the 19th century. He's got to go to the 70s when America was an industrial society. That's when America was great. And we built from there. See, we built a great America. And at some point, we lost it.
Yeah.
We lost it because we became too complacent with our success. You know, corporations made so much money that now, you know, instead of them continuing doing what they've done to get them to that point, they decide, now we're going to outsource these things. And in doing so, it created some strife, some missteps, some setbacks.
I mean, it makes sense, though.
You know, but before we get there, we got to look at what we are dealing with or against at this point. Because where we are right now, and we just read in Article 3, Section 1 of the United States Constitution, and it spoke about good behavior of the Supreme Court and your local courts, your judges. Something has gone awry here, because you got the Supreme Court, which are supposed to be nonpartisan.
Mm-hmm.
You got the local courts and judges, which too are supposed to be nonpartisan. But in their dissents and their decisions, they are making it known that they're taking a partisan side in their decisions. That's not good. That's some of that bad behavior that the Constitution spoke about.
Mm-hmm. So let me ask you, what are some guidelines that give you the implication that the Supreme Court is indeed being a biased partisan rather than being a nonpartisan?
Well, let's just go back several months back.
Okay.
Before the election, when I believe it was either Colorado or Wisconsin was trying to keep candidate Trump off the ballot.
I remember that.
Because of, you know, the things that he had done, all the campaign law breaking, using campaign funds for personal, all of his accusations that, you know, being accused of sex crimes and all of the stuff that the 34 convictions plus had brought to light.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So they wanted to keep him off the ballot. The Constitution specifically states that the president is an officer. But the Supreme Court voted against taking him off the ballot. They allege that he's not an officer. So which side are you on? Are you on the side of righteousness or the side of politics? See, because it shouldn't come down to a partisan or political issue for the Supreme Court. They should rule straight down the center, not swaying left, not swaying right.
Or being biased about personal matters.
Yeah, exactly. So if you go into to walk straight down the center, that means that you're not showing any bias. You know, here's what the law states. This is the rule. We have to interpret as it is written. See, but when you start going one side or the other, you're being swayed by a political perspective, you know, and that's dangerous.
So let me ask you, was there anything along that time of the what you said, Colorado, I think it was Wisconsin, it was a couple other states that was trying to keep Trump off the ballot. Would you say that there was anything that was said or done that would have, you know, reconciled the negative backlight that would indeed allow Trump to run for office?
No. Because because
okay, speak your mind. That's what we're here for.
Because he had already been accused for sexual assault. You know, he was already considered a criminal at that point.
Okay.
So now let's just ask ourselves one question. Mm-hmm. Now, the president, the U.S. president, the American president, is thought to be the most powerful man on planet Earth.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay. But how do we get that title for the United States president? There are several factors that leads to that. Mm-hmm. You know, our morals, right. Our rules and guidelines,
right.
Our ethics. You know, all these things put us above the rest of the countries in the world.
Right.
Because they don't deal in morality. You know, they'll take your food cart just so you don't have it. For no other rhyme or reason. Just you don't, hey, we don't want you to have it. Or you go out and you sell a $25 worth of food off your cart, $12.50 going to a government.
Right.
You know, stuff like that. But see, here's what we need to understand with our Constitution. Our Constitution, in a manner of speaking, is something like scriptures in the Bible. Mm. See, the Bible teaches you to be a Christian.
Right.
And there's nothing written in that Bible that you can change, not even a punctuation mark. It's the same with our Constitution.
But is it, though?
It is. Because
I asked the question simply because... For the Constitution to be this harmonious guidebook for all of our citizens, our law-abiding citizens, you know, and you see there, here they go switching Roe v. Wade. Here they go trying to battle against the right to bear arms. You want to talk about people going to jail for freedom of speech now and things of that nature. So is it to say that, you know, it can't be changed? Because it looks like a lot of these Congress people are really trying to alter the Constitution a bit, but they're not trying to alter that Bible.
Yeah, right. they're trying to alter the Constitution.
Right.
But they don't have the power to do it, and it's written in there.
This might be off topic, but I got to ask you a question. Have you read anything about them trying to remove the New Testament out of the Bible?
No, okay. I don't.
I read somewhere about that. I didn't know if it was fake news.
And it could very well be because, and so we don't get into to religion.
Of course not. Of course not.
But how are you going to remove the return of Christ?
Same way they're trying to remove slavery out of the textbooks.
You know what I mean? Well, that's easy to do. But that doesn't mean that it didn't
happen.
Right.
Exactly. Right.
That's what people didn't understand about all the Confederate statues.
Right.
You can take them down because they're somewhat offensive to your, you know, your society.
Right.
But nonetheless, taking them down does not mean that this stuff didn't happen. But at any rate.
I get that.
You know, so, yeah, with the Constitution, however... In certain articles, it stipulates, you know, that certain things can be amended.
Okay.
So, amending a statement or an article doesn't remove the initial statement of the article.
Okay.
It either adds something, but it's never going to, distract or take away.
Okay.
So
as of November... 9th, 2024, they said they finally finalized the official count, in which it was, as Big C would have said before the show, a landslide. Mm-hmm. Do you believe, OG, this is a question for you, and it's also a question for you too, Big C, if you want to chime in, but do you feel like Trump actually deserved that win? Do you feel like you're not asking me that? I am asking you. I mean, like you got mitigated circumstances, like the simple fact that Kamala Harris only had 90 days to really run a campaign. Meanwhile, he had 360 of them to get right. You know what I mean? Like she was running with the implications that she was running with the implications of doing a favor for her regular president. At least that's the idea. At least that's the light that I put it under. It's probably good as well not. What it was, but at the end of the day, she knew she wasn't gonna, you know, she was leaving office this year because y'all did y'all 2 years. It's kind of done.
4 years, you mean?
Yeah, the 4 years.
Was the question you said he did he deserve it?
Yeah. Do you think Trump deserve that election dub?
I don't think nobody deserve it. You got to earn that.
So do you think Trump earned that? I mean, if you look at the demographics, it was a lot of Republicans that stood up this year.
Did he earn the win? In retrospect, how he been acting? No. But did he have? Was he more planned? Yeah, he, as far as the time he had, yeah, he more than likely he was going to win that because he got more support. Kamala came out of nowhere. You know what I'm saying? Like you said, she only had 9 days. You really came out of nowhere. Everybody, it was Trump and who else?
Robert Kennedy.
Nobody went vote for Robert Kennedy. You know what I'm saying? It was going to either be Trump or Biden. And we see what Biden was doing. Biden was
getting sick,
man. Yo, and then so they basically seen Kamala as a stand in for Biden. We didn't give Kamala enough time to even for her to show her but us it, why she even could be the president. But for them 90 days, she did great.
But in the same breath, you know, she did in those 90 days manage to convert a few Republicans over to the party. Mm-hmm. To get endorsements from another partisan that isn't hers, mm-hmm. I feel like that's a hell of an achievement.
Well, but see here's the big picture of that. See, people always miss this.
Talk to me.
There was no conversion. She didn't convert nobody. Mm-mm. These are just people in his party. See, what he has done, he has divided. The GOP.
Okay.
The Republican Party has been divided into two separate parties. Mm. You got the traditional, if you will, Republican Party. That's the Republican Party that Liz Cheney and, you know, dozens of other senators and congressmen are from the Republican Party sided with the Democrats because... The mega party stands for something entirely different from what they call themselves conservatives is all about. Mm-hmm. So they were fed up with that mega party. Mm-hmm. And they recognize the fact that that guy does not deserve to be the president of the United States with all of the baggage that he's bringing. I mean, this guy been through all kind of storms, man. You know, and so the way I look at it, he's actually suppressed the voices of all of the Republicans. He suppressed the voices of all of the Supreme Courts, the judges. He's got all of these people defending him in all of his wrongdoing. So, yeah, the Constitution don't bend. Mm-mm. So what's breaking here in America is morality among the people.
Ooh, that's deep.
You see, when you got a guy as a judge, Supreme Court, local judicial judges... Mm-hmm. When you got a guy sitting here looking at the facts, and then you can interpret that to mean something other than the fact that you committed a crime,
right?
You know, that's bad behavior. That's what the Constitution referenced. Mm-hmm. Bad behavior. That's bad, really bad. And guess what? The judges of the Supreme Court and all of the local judges that wants to dismiss his case because guess what? Quote unquote, they want a job in his administration. So guess what?
Crazy. I don't know why they let that man even run still with all them things.
For a favor.
Well, that's crazy. He still was able to run for president.
Well, so that's what I was talking about. There was actually 19 states wanted to try to keep him off the ballots. And so the Supreme Court goes, well, do you want one state to decide who your president's going to be? In other words, if they could have taken him off the ballot in one state, the other states would have followed suit. They would have been willing to take him off too, because there were 19, I believe it was 19 other states.
I believe it was 19.
You know, that wanted him off the ballot.
Mm-hmm. You know, Florida wasn't one of them, ladies and gentlemen.
No.
But, they go back to what you said, where the justice at? It's all fall on justice. He a criminal, like you said. He's still. Yeah.
Well, that's what the Constitution was referencing. Mm-hmm. Bad behavior. See, when you got a Supreme Court 5-4, conservative 5, liberal 4. So you got 5 people voting for bad behavior, you got a problem.
Mm-hmm. Definitely do. I can definitely agree with you as far as the break in the morality in the people.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
A lot of people are starting to change their heart, their mind, their souls based on, you know, the benefits rather than the morality, the principles.
Well, what are the benefits of having a convicted felon sits in the Oval Office? Well,
now you don't want to know the benefits of Trump. Now, hold on.
Now, high Wall Street. I mean, that's the only benefit that you're going to have is the fact that he know how to run the stock market.
That Trump going to get you some money now. Trump going to put some money in your pocket.
Stockholders. If you don't have a stock in your name, then he ain't benefiting you.
Trump
going to put some money in your pocket.
Well, see, here's the issue with that statement. Because he does nothing.
Name a time he put money in your pocket, Bixon.
Where them stamps come from?
What stamps?
Stamps came from Congress.
Those stamps came from Biden's economic plan. He furnished the money. He put the money up in the agriculture department. That's where the stamps come from, the ag department.
How was everybody?
He's talking about stimulus checks.
Yeah, how was everybody able to get?
Biden.
About the LLCs?
That wasn't Biden.
That wasn't Biden. That was Trump. That was Trump group. I got that in there. What about LLCs? Trump made it we can get an LLC.
No, LLCs have been oldest business itself.
But you notice everybody was getting them at one point because he was going to give you a certain amount of money.
Yeah, those people got prosecuted because they didn't have a legitimate business.
At the end of the day, that doesn't mean anything. That PPP loan that you're mentioning,
mm-hmm. right.
It was no different than the stimulus check. You had to give it back. So what money did he necessarily give you other than front you a few thousand dollars?
He did more than what
he funded you.
Hold on, Joe. Let him come on.
Okay, go ahead.
So he basically he put more money in people's pocket for the average person that's trying to run their business or get their business off the ground. Not everybody went right by it because you know people are not gonna do right. That's why it's got, like you say, got bad behavior and good behavior. But the people that really need their business off the ground, Trump did kind of help you get your business off the ground. He gave you a loan to the.
Did Congress do that? See, that's what people don't understand. The president only signs stuff.
Yeah, the president just signs off on it.
But why it happened when Trump got there?
Because he was the president when we were going through the COVID.
You're right. He was just the president.
You think it would have been different? You think if Biden would have did the same thing?
I feel
Biden,
like
Biden. Excuse me. Biden put in $1.7 trillion into the economy.
Matter of fact, let's talk about before.
We don't want to get there yet. We don't want to get to Biden yet.
Mm-hmm.
Because we need to understand the corruption here. I'm good. Thank you. We need to understand this corruption here. And I think people are trading their morality for dollars.
That part.
That is an ongoing issue.
Trump promised business owners he's going to reduce their taxes.
Right.
Now you're hitting on what I'm trying to talk about. Okay. Yeah.
He's going to reduce their taxes. Why is he reducing their taxes? Hell, they already weren't paying enough.
Mm-hmm.
So now you go down to a 15%. You're making, you know, $1 billion a year in profit, not just in sales, but in profits. So 15% less taxes or reducing your taxes to 15%. Now, this corporation is already paying less in taxes than their average employee. You see, because your average employee is probably paying something between 18-28% taxes. Mm. And they only, maybe they're taking home $100,000, $200,000 a year.
If that.
But they're still paying more taxes than the corporation.
Yep.
I mean, Warren Buffett's secretary even made reference to that. She said, hell, I pay more taxes than Warren Buffett does. Mm. You know, how is that fair? How is that justified? How you justify that?
My thing is this, and it's to your point too, OG. It's a simple fact that you have a president here, and there's no disrespect to him. I'm kind of on the fence about Trump, but this one kind of bothered me. It's the fact that you were convicted, you were charged with fraudulent funding, right? The man had a W-2 where he'd had to pay zero taxes on that W-2 when he filed that year. And then you're going to turn around and say you're going to cut taxes. So instead of him getting that zero, they're going to owe him money versus the regular degulas out there that are paying the same 12% but only making $24,000 a year. They got to pay what would be more than what Trump would have had to pay. Now you tell me, how is that fair? That's the thing that gets me.
And see, and that's what the Biden administration would have been alluding to had they won this election.
Right.
And so corporations are saying, oh, no, we don't want them in there because that means that we're going to have to pay more taxes. We're going to have to level the playing field.
Because the taxes got to go somewhere, right? So if they're paying less taxes, who's paying more taxes? If the top of the food chain ain't got to pay so much, where does it trickle down to?
I think that's where it goes to where he says he's going to raise minimum wage. Then he's going to raise that minimum wage.
It means nothing because as you've seen in the last election that we've had, minimum wage had already got raised up to $15. But the gas prices raised before the pay did because a lot of these jobs are still at $10, $12, $13 an hour when they're supposed to be at $15. So not to mention the tax, the pay increase for the teachers that bill actually passed and they haven't even received their raise yet. But you're telling me that all votes go to these high earners for their tax cuts, but y'all haven't even given the teachers raises. You haven't even gotten the minimum wage to $15 yet. And then you're telling us that in order for you to get to $15, you have to raise something else, which is gas, groceries, maintenance, service fees, et cetera, et cetera. So are you really making more money or are you breaking even with the debt?
Yeah, even breaking even, man.
Right.
Yeah. Basically, I mean, we've been doing this for years, though. We've always been breaking even. I mean, when have we ever been on top far as, like, a country? Like, we never really been on top at all.
Crazy as hell. You think we ain't never been on
we
top?
Never been.
No,
really.
You talking about the country or individual?
Yeah, the country.
Like, far as presidents, like, what president really had us on a wavelength where we was really doing
Ronald
good?
Reagan?
Bill Clinton?
I give you that. Bill Clinton had things kind of running pretty smooth.
Well, we had a deficit. A surplus, too, I should say. We had
now,
a surplus.
Nixon like Trump. Shoot, Nixon.
We had a surplus when Clinton was in office.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Barry, we had one cent.
Around that time.
We haven't had a surplus since. Mm-hmm. We've been deficit spending ever since. Mm-hmm. Well, after Clinton. And I think one other time in the history of records that we ran a surplus. You see, the conception here is you can't operate your business without debt.
Right.
You can't run your government without debt.
Mm-hmm.
Debt isn't necessarily a bad thing.
Nah, not at all.
You know, there are good debt and there are bad debt. It's only, to me, it's only bad debt when you can't afford to pay it. You know, then it's bad debt. But as long as you can pay your debt, you know, you can use your debt as an asset, you know, on the plus side of things. Because you go in for a loan, we'll say, okay, and they look, oh, yeah, well, you know, your debt-to-income ratio.
Mm-hmm.
It may be lower, it may be high, but in your, any case, you know, if it's an equilibrium here, mm-hmm. you know, where you're not spending more on your bills than you should, in other words, you have at least a third of your paycheck left after you paying all your bills, then you're sitting in a fairly good situation.
Right.
You know, so debt isn't necessarily a bad thing. Not so don't let these people, you know, saying, well, you know, you got debt, you know, you're in a bad place. Well, it'll be good not to have debt, mm-hmm. but it's not bad to have debt.
No. Have it.
You know, because when you look at the government, what do they do with all their borrowing money? They put it all in a basket.
Not at
and
all.
We let China buy our debt.
That part.
You and know, so we pay thing. The interest on it. Hell, the interest is exuberant.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy.
You know, yeah, the interest is.
But no, nah, to your point, to your point though, did you know, Big C, that you drop your credit score for not having many inquiries?
I noticed that when I was getting my credit right, they was like everywhere I tried to get like a something in my name, I had no debt because I didn't have nothing in my name. So they were like, not having debt is bad. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Hey, that's yeah. crazy. You got to have some type of...
What we learned in the car business, what they taught us in the car business. They said having bad credit is better than having no credit at all.
Yep. Exactly. 100% right. Yep. So, yeah, I mean, I get it. But like I said, like, I feel like, first of all, We as a country ain't never been at a point where everybody's been satisfied. I don't think nobody would be satisfied.
I mean,
but I think Trump, like he said, like what else are you gonna lose? I mean, like what like how worse can it be? Like we say we already effed up. So how we gonna get even worse? He said, y'all think I'm gonna make it worse? If anything, Trump, I'm scared he might start. The worst thing I'm scared for Trump is him starting a war. Other than that, far as with money and things like that, I feel like Trump is. He haven't been around and haven't been the successful man he been if he did not know how to get money or happy.
What's it here? Look. Let's stop for a second because, you know, getting money and earning money
difference.
You got two different concepts working here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you got a guy that's out there, you know, doing all the right things legally, acquiring wealth legally. I mean, that's an American story right true. There. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know. But this guy has been on the backside of righteousness ever since he's been in business.
He just gave me Richard Nixon vibes.
Well, no. Wait. No, because I you know, people need to understand this. Mm-hmm. They think that he's such a powerful businessman. Mm-hmm. He's a powerful cheat. Look, man, you got properties. When it's time to pay taxes, what did he do? He lowered the value of his properties to pay less taxes. Hmm. When it's time to borrow money to build his business, he raised the value of his properties to make it look like they're worth more than they're worth.
Hmm.
You know, this guy has been cheating. He tried to sell a real estate course. $25,000 for the course. These people paid their money and got no certificates.
Mm.
He has properties where he had
Trump people. Did that.
Yes.
That was Trump.
Yeah, man.
I heard about that. I didn't know it was Trump.
He has people working on his estate and hell, they get through doing the work and he don't pay them. You know, this guy is what I've never heard anybody else called use this term. He's a successful loser. You know, this guy had the Atlantic City gambling casino.
Mm.
You know, had expenses of like $3 million a day.
Mm.
He run it in the ground, bankrupted it, rolled, went out of business. You know, this guy is... Look, here's what people don't understand. And I need for everybody to understand this because this is the difference between what Trump does and what Trump say. He does nothing, but he says a lot.
Right.
You know. Now, upon the calling of his election, man, the stock market just went off the
record. It did.
You see?
Crazy.
How come it didn't do that when we had a Democrat in office? Every now and then it trickles up, mm-hmm. and it goes down, you know, sometimes by twice as much as it went up the day before. Mm. Why all of this? Why does the gas prices just fly up with the Democrat Republican? It started with Obama. Hell, gas was almost $5 a gallon here in Florida.
It went down almost a couple weeks ago. It was almost in $2 range.
We're not talking about that. We're talking about when Obama was in office back in 2008.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Remember when we graduated and we used to ride around, how gas was almost $5?
Yeah, yeah,
gas. I was making y'all cough up money to just go places.
Continue. You see, so why? We still using the same process of getting it out of the ground.
Yep.
You know, we still using the same process of transforming it from crude to petroleum.
Right.
You know, we didn't have to go out and buy new rigs. You know, the people that are in charge of these corporations, is it safe to assume that they preferred a Republican Party to be in charge? Yeah, it's safe to say that.
I mean, you know, there's no other way to say anything else.
You know, all of a sudden you got a Democratic president and cabinet, and then all of a sudden prices start to go awry, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then we translate that, we bring it all the way back to the Biden administration. $6 for a dozen of eggs. They're unhappy with the Democratic president. So guess what? We're going to make him look bad. We're going to raise the prices and make it look like the president's doing. Hell, he don't raise no prices. He does nothing but sign bills that have been submitted to his desk.
So if that's the case, then why are we so fixed on Trump if Trump don't really run nothing?
The president runs nothing.
Right.
They just agree to whatever they like.
Or veto it.
Yeah, that's the one power that the president has.
But now they got immunity now.
Well, they challenging that. That's what that was one of the things that they, that's why they're trying to squash all of Trump cases, because when they decided that he would have complete immunity,
mm-hmm.
now that's supposed to go back to court.
Right.
Because not even the Constitution gives the president complete immunity. Exactly. Only when he does something in the capacity as the president. But if you think about it, all of this stuff that he's been charged with
prior to.
Yeah. He wasn't the president. So why does he get complete immunity for committing crimes?
Okay.
You know, it's crazy. So Jack Smith and all these guys are still trying to push that through the system. But
don't
now,
name drop them, Bob.
Well, no. I need for people to understand.
No, I get
because,
you. I get
because this is not a joke.
No, it's not. It's
you know, they want you to believe that they're playing a game with Trump and his life. It wasn't no game. This guy did this stuff. This guy need to pay for what he's done.
All right.
Otherwise, and if we sit idle, you know, and put him back in office, we trade our morals for dollars. Okay. I'll take the ride. I'm not happy with it because we don't have a choice right now.
Right.
You know, that's what it's going to be.
Right.
So, yeah, I'll take the ride. It's almost called a free ride, but you know what I'm saying?
Nah, we ain't with it. Because from the low end, from the people that don't make those high earning incomes, you got guys out there that have convicted felon, you know, records, guys that spent 12 years, 15 years in prison, who go out there and try to go get a job and get turned away because of his record. But we got a president with a record that everybody overlooked and sat him in office anyway. I don't like that. I don't like that type of injustice.
Yeah, 34. Just imagine this. And don't you mention it, but just imagine this. You go down to JSO.
I ain't gonna say nothing.
You go down to JSO and you're a convicted felon. Not the fact that, the adjudication. Just go down there and you're a convicted felon and tell them you want to be a police officer.
Oh, yeah, they ain't having it.
No, man, they ain't that.
At all.
So why the hell are we going to send a guy to Washington, D.C. with 34 of them?
34 charges that he was guilty of.
And they want to try to reduce it to, I think, 9 or something that Atlanta is still holding on him.
Well, I mean, damn. And so you go from 34 to 9 and it's going to make a difference? Like, well, no, it doesn't. Still a felon.
It doesn't. Yeah, but look. What does that? That's like being in the ring with Mike Tyson or Muhammad Ali.
Yeah, you gotta use.
You know, Ali. when you look at America now, with a black eye. America has a black eye. You can't stand up on your bully pulpit now and claim to be the best country in the world now. Because the best is not determined by the least. It's determined by the greatest. And if you got the quote unquote the greatest sitting up here with a black eye, then I'm going to tell you a chain is only as strong as its weakest link. And if you got someone sitting up here with less morals than the average citizen, what the hell, man?
Right.
Where does that put your country?
I mean, just tell us.
In a cesspool, man.
All right. Just tell us that there's bias, or a lifestyle that of the movie Bright, but with Will Smith. It's pretty much a movie that separates your police officers from your regular folk. Oh, these people get these benefits. These people don't get no benefits. And for coming from both sides of that playing field, being on the poor side, then having a little money in your pocket, seeing the differences in how you're treated,
right?
Based on such, there's nothing that you're gonna sit there and tell me, like, that's gonna make it seem like what y'all are doing up there currently is okay. Nothing that y'all are doing up there. If y'all let him get inaugurated again, then like OG just said, the country's broken. Because how could we really let somebody spill out the decree for presidency as a convicted felon?
Now, that doesn't mean that your Constitution is broken. No. The Constitution, again, like I said, it's kind of like the word of the Bible.
Mm-hmm. They got commandments just like...
Yeah. You can commit crimes, but the Bible don't change
at all. Let me ask you, Big C. So, do you believe that his convicted felonies should be overlooked for him to enter the house?
Nah, he got it. You got to have justice on them convicted felons, because it just go back what y'all said, like the judicial system. Like, what's justice if we just let certain things slide?
And I'm with you on that.
But let things slide, and but we call it justice. Like, it don't make sense. It's like justice only for certain people. Does it apply to just it only applies to people that ain't running for president, or it only applies for certain people, because right is right, wrong is wrong. Exactly. You know what I'm saying? No matter who is and who's doing it, you know what I'm saying? How we gonna feel safe in our country if certain people is above the law? You know what I'm saying?
Like, so you take those guys, there's over 1,000 of them that got prosecuted for January 6th. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, he's alleging that he's going to pardon those people. Okay. Now, here's a question that I pose for myself. You got a guy that commits a sexual assault in your society.
Mm-hmm.
Get convicted for 25, 30 years.
Mm.
You got a bunch of guys that destroy something that is sacred to America. And I think one of the guys, and the only one, I think that Rose guy, I think he ended up getting like 20 years or something, but everybody else getting 3, 5, you know, 18 months, 12 months
mm-hmm.
for destroying something as sacred as your White House.
Mm.
Which one of these crimes are worse? You don't have to answer. I'm not trying to put you on the spot, right. But just roll that over in your mind. And then think about what R. Kelly did and the time that he's serving.
Or what Cosby did.
Or what Cosby did and the time that he served. Or what, I don't know how much time he's going to get, but the stuff that Diddy did and how much time he's going to. You see, so what I'm getting to here is this guy have done something as awful as all of these guys have done.
Mm-hmm.
And his didn't just happen in one incident over a period of years.
Right.
You know, but we still see value in making him the president of the United States. Now, granted, I understand people in America was sort of, you know, upset about the invasion of the country, you know, from the southern border. You know, I understand people upset about that because I was a little bit perturbed about it too. You know, you want to be here, come here through the front door. You know, fill out the paperwork.
Like season one, come right, yeah. Come correct, or don't come at all.
Yeah, you know, don't just invade the country, you know, and think it's going to be okay. Now that makes you a criminal.
Eating
so
dogs.
So when we catch you, we're going to send you back.
Mm-hmm.
And if we catch you again, then we ought to give you 20 years like it used to be. For coming into the country illegally, it used to be a healthy prison sentence.
But why 20 years? If they broke into the country, we caught them, we send them back. And then you break into the country a second time, we might as well make you our everyday worker for free for those 20 years.
Yeah, we got to feed you though.
Get your three hots in the cot in whatever penitentiary I sit your ass in.
We don't want taxpayers paying for your. For your survival, you but know, yeah, that's where I'm at with that. That would be a good conversation to have. But look, I'm already ticked off because these people are here getting benefits, mm-hmm. you know, from the bucket that they put nothing in.
And I'm with that. And you I'm know? With that wholeheartedly.
And you guess understand? Who money
Trump,
that
Trump
is?
Don't, Trump don't like it either. Just
well,
it
that, and that's the only thing.
That's the guideline I stand with him on.
That's the only thing that this guy have said to make sense. But mm-hmm. now, getting them out of here.
Okay.
Now, they're talking about $1 trillion because you got to set up all kind of task forces.
Mm-hmm.
You got to set together all kind of laws, you know, so I can stop you and request documents. You know, you ain't got no ID. Guess where you're going? You know what I mean? So we got to set this up in a legal manner so that it won't seem like, as they were saying, this racial profiling stuff.
Right,
you know,
right,
start
right.
pulling over American citizens.
And assuming,
yeah, that you are a foreigner, you know. Right. So that's not going to be easy fix for them.
Mm-mm.
But it need to be done. We need to cart these people out of here.
Dollars. I don't think it's $1 trillion worth.
Well, you might not think so, but look, you got to have legal representation. I guess. You got to have transportation.
That's 400,000.
You got to have, listen to this, you got to have agencies, not just an agency. Well, you got to establish an agency. You got 50 states to deal with.
Okay, so that's
fine. So wait now, you take the states, but then you also got to have local law enforcement helping you enforce these rules and laws.
And the people can just point the finger at.
Yeah, well, you know.
He's illegal.
It's easier said than done.
Yeah, you're right.
But you know, but the thing
I just don't
is,
believe that it's $1 trillion worth of debt.
Well, okay. Well, but go do the math.
I just did the math. I got up to 50 billion.
So
I got,
you
up,
need a million I got up to 50 billion. You need fifty billion per state.
But see, I got up to 500 million for the vehicles, for the agencies and all of that stuff.
Oh, you're underscored. So you get now. I got to give you a credit card.
I got to buy you. What the hell? I need a credit card for?
Because you got to buy your own gas. I got to give you a gas card. I got to give you clothing allowance. Because many of them going to be playing clothes agencies.
Right. Man, yeah. Let me ask my last question before we get going, man. That upsets me. $1 trillion just for a piece of card to put gas in my own car. That's crazy. But I wanted to ask. I got to ask, man. Where do you feel like the Democrats went wrong in this campaign?
I tell you where they went wrong.
Talk to me.
Not they. Well, not they. I think her campaign manager went wrong because they didn't sell any of the Biden administration's plans.
Okay.
See, she separated herself from Biden.
I think
that was a very bad position because she could have been selling this green energy, the New Deal. She could have been selling all of Biden policies that she endorses, you know, in addition to her trying to, you know, reinstate Roe versus Wade.
Right.
You know, that was the only thing that she was so compassionate about. And it bugged me every day that she weren't talking about that $1.4 trillion that Biden has spent to build plants, to build these chips.
Right.
The Chip Act, he calls it.
Gotcha.
She didn't even talk about any of that stuff.
I get you.
You know, and it's prevalent.
I get you.
You know, and I'm just going like, man, whoever her campaign manager was, that's something going to need to be fired.
Stupid. Yesterday. Dumb fired last year.
You know. Yeah.
Big C, what you think? What you think the Democrats went wrong at, man?
Far as like with this presidential election,
yeah,
presidential election.
All right. So what do you say the reason is that Kamala Harris lost? Why do you think she lost? Dang, that was the most sexist thing that's ever been said.
But you know what?
He's on to something.
Well, because this is what the Saudis are saying.
Yeah,
you know, they're saying that America is not ready for a female to run the country. They was reading everything that was going on.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they can not. Now, having said that, because of the respect they have for women,
right.
I think it was kind of a one-sided because they have very low regard for women in their country.
At all.
You know what I'm saying?
Hitting on something.
You know, you got to cover your face, man.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You got to keep this dumb scarf
You seen the shorty across the street with the green eyes? Not the blue eyes, but the green eyes? Like, you never know how these girls look.
This man's crazy.
You never know how these girls look.
But at any rate, you know.
But no, if y'all are asking me.
Yeah, I was about to ask.
If you're asking me, right, you want to know where.
You think.
Where they went wrong. Okay. Get ready for this because it's going to be contrary to popular belief. She went wrong, given to your point, the campaign manager wanted to appeal or try to reach the level of the young adults. The young adults have not been paying attention to this damn election. The only thing that the young people have actually looked at is how many times Biden fell off his bike, how many times he's caught COVID, and how many times he fell off stage after shaking people's hands. Those are the only things that are being highlighted, if you will, when you're talking about social media. Mm-hmm. So now here you go. You sit there. You spend $10 million to a young lady that I believe would not vote for you because you're trying to make her pay more taxes? Why would she vote for you? Right. So you paid this young lady $10 million so that you can get the younger generation to just say, oh, Beyonce's at the rally. We got to go. They still don't understand what you got going on because you have not tried to appease to the younger generation in an earlier date. And it's not Kamala's fault. But Biden's administration, Kamala's administration, nobody was really trying to appease to the younger generation until Megan Thee Stallion and Quavo decided that they wanted to hop on the rally train with Kamala Harris and things of that nature. So I feel like these guys sat here, they don't even understand what half of the crap is going on, but they just saw Beyonce. And that's all they care about. It's just, oh, Beyonce's here. You know, Beyonce's here, Beyonce's here. And then I also like to chalk it up to the fact that she didn't really try to, like, she bragged on a few of the Republicans that she was able to, you know, endorse her. But I feel like she didn't get enough of them. I feel like it wasn't enough engagement with the Republicans to try to see it her way.
Well, you know, okay, so that's what you believe. But yeah, anytime you have, you know, more than a dozen opposite parties. In other words, if it had been Republicans' perspective and they've, you know, more than 12 Democrats, you know, decided to side with the Republicans or vice versa, I think that's significant because now that you, as a Republican, you know, you're not trying to appease. But we want you to know that we're not, as these 12 Republicans, we're not happy with this guy.
Right.
You know. Now, you go to bed tonight, you're going to think about that. I mean, they might be on to something. You know. But anytime you can get the parties to cross over, man, it's a good thing. Whether it's one or 21.
Right.
You know. But yeah, you're on to something. But for the younger generations, I think everybody kind of overlooked the fact that her appearance as a woman of color, younger than the other two contenders, putting her in a generational gap where she should have been appealing to the younger generations, if you will. You know, but she didn't sell anything. So I mean, that's where I'm at.
So my second.
You know, all right.
I was gonna keep going, boy.
Nah, go ahead. Say what you gotta say, man. We got 1 minute. Go ahead. I give you the floor.
No, I just said because she a woman, and like you said, I don't want people to vote because of color. I mean, I really don't like the color thing when it comes to voting, y'all.
Well, guess
I feel like
what?
A lot of people didn't vote for Trump because he's white and they think he's racist. I feel like Trump is just a guy that speaks his mind, yo. Like, you gotta think about how many presidents has really been corrupted. Trump just outspoken. Every president was low-key corrupted.
Look at Nixon.
Y'all think
Obama was corrupted? That's the only person you come up with.
Obama was corrupted.
And really and truly, Nixon kind of resigned.
But he was corrupted, though.
But he resigned. So that's the difference in being corrupted and walking away and being corrupted and staying.
And who the dude that had the drugs coming in? Drugs coming in, had the cocaine junk going crazy.
That's Bush.
Clinton, you're talking about Clinton. But he wasn't convicted of that.
But he had drugs coming in.
That's what they said. They tried to do that with Biden and his son. They talking about they found cocaine in the Oval Office, and they, you know,
and those charges got dropped.
Yeah, that's, man, you can't
compare to finding cocaine and actually getting cocaine.
I'm waiting on my answer though. Obama was corrupted.
No, Obama wasn't corrupted.
He said the majority of the presidents was low-key corrupted. I'm trying to figure out where the corruption
Reagan,
was.
You think Reagan was corrupted, too?
Not every president, but majority. I said majority, not every.
John F. Kennedy got shot for telling the truth.
You think the Bushes was corrupted?
I think Sunbush was.
Yeah.
Again, until you can show me a building collapsing downward,
exactly,
after a plane hits the side,
exactly,
of it, you can show me that, I'll say he's not corrupted. But
it was kind of like imploding. you know, when they get ready to demolish a building of that size, they do it from the inside.
So right. the question is...
Wait, let me finish.
Go ahead.
They, and make it collapse on itself.
Right.
Well, when that building caught on fire, when the plane ran into it, how much heat do you think that steel could hold before it started to
go inward?
Yeah.
I get you.
Yeah, you know, so I think that's what happened there, you know, because that steel get hot, it's going to start melting and start falling in on itself. You know, and plus the fire started to spread, and it was a mess. So we got to have to end it here, man. But yeah, everybody's points are well taken.
I love the fact that everybody has a different view here today.
Yeah, well, that's what it's all about.
I definitely love that. Ladies and gentlemen, yeah, I've been kicking it with Walker the Walker with a special guest, Big C. Tell me, do you guys think that Donald Trump deserved to be in office? Do you feel like he needed to be taken off the ballot along with Colorado, Wisconsin, and 17 other more states out there?
Yes.
You know, what do y'all think was the reason why Kamala Harris didn't take the W? You know, and above all else, do you really think those guys in Ohio are really eating dogs? OG, what you gonna leave it with, man?
Well, I just like for you to reconsider where your soul is for the country, for yourself, for the most part. Did we sell out?
Ooh,
for a potential dollar?
Oh, nice.
That's sleep on it.
Good question, good question. Big C, what you gonna leave it with, man? Some words of wisdom, maybe?
Every vote count. You can't even have an opinion unless you went out there and vote. We can say whatever we want about it, but if you ain't go out there and do nothing to make it matter, then what you here for? Every vote counts.
All right. So for those that don't know, in the state of Florida, man, we had three, count them, three major, was it three? It was either two or three major.
Two, I think.
Yeah, it was two major categories that did pass. Number one was the fishing license. You can now go out there and go duck hunting without a license, ladies and gentlemen. You are out there. I think it takes effect, January 1st, 2025. Second one that got approved was... the homestead. So now they're going to be able to adjust your exemptions based off, you know, the inflation price points in today's time. Which, if you're anything like me, if you just received a $3,000 spike in your property tax, that will help you a lot. Ladies and gentlemen, you're still not allowed to smoke weed here. You need to abort that baby within 6 weeks. I know a lot of y'all find out 8 weeks.
Right.
But it is what it is. Y'all are not going to get those doctors locked up. And above all else, man, like Big C said, if you didn't vote, what they say, OG? If they
you
didn't
vote.
You
cannot complain.
Hey, there it is. Right. There it is, man. Y'all been tuned in, man. I just want to say thank you so much. Tune in next week. We get into something a little bit more special, man. Y'all stay blessed out there. Love, love, love. Yo.
This is how we do it.